It's time for Tonia's Kitchen, taking you around the world of food and wine. Here is Tonia King.
Joining me today is celebrity chef Todd English, and today we're talking about the big event for the Taste of Hope. Thanks for joining me, Todd.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. Tell us a little bit about your involvement. I know you're being honored at the Taste of Hope event, which is a benefit for the American Cancer Society, right?
Yes, obviously very honored. I mean, you know, obviously it was a great cause, but it's an unfortunate thing because, you know, the fact that, you know, we're all touched by it somehow or another, you know, it seems like in our life. And I, with my sister who passed with breast cancer, so I do a lot of work around that. You know, it's a sad thing that we have to do this, but it's also a great thing that we have to, we get together and, you know, it's based on a lot of great items that are being auctioned off. You know, Mark Porcione doing a dinner, great trips, some great restaurants are participating. So certainly it's an honor to be, you know, headlined for this event.
Do you have any involvement with the food yourself?
Yeah, we're actually going to be doing a station as well. I'm doing a station with my restaurant, Savah.
Okay.
And so, yes, absolutely.
And what will you be offering at the event?
What we're making really is this bacon and egg dish. It's a play on, obviously, the classic morning breakfast of bacon and eggs, but it's a soft-poached quail egg, so it's very runny.
Okay.
It's cooked in a circulator, very low temperature, so it's very silky and delicious, and it's served on a bacon spuma.
Oh.
So we kind of have fun with that, and then we also put a little bit of crispy, slow-cooked pork belly on this as well. So it's a fun dish. That's some good things going on it.
Yeah, it sounds very interesting. Yeah. Is that the only thing you're doing?
That's all we're doing. There'll be lots of wine and lots of sparkling wine, and I would assume, and also some cocktails. We'll have a mix. There's a mixologist there, and so, you know, I think, you know, it will be a very nice night to go out and hang out and be part of.
It's a great cause to support.
Yeah.
I know you have a variety of different restaurants, but I wanted to talk to you a little bit about what you are cooking this time of year.
I really love aromatic cooking. I think aroma and smell and perfume and all those things are such a huge part of dining and part of eating. And I think that without the sense of smell, I think it just adds that, I mean, it adds that much more to your whole dining experience. So, you know, I'm doing things like a skinless duck breast that's been marinated in soy and yuzu, and then I bury it in a big mound of very thinly sliced ginger.
Oh, interesting.
And roast it. You sear it first and then roast it in the oven to about a medium rare.
Yeah.
Medium. And serve it with the ginger steaming hot, and it's just like the aroma of that when it comes to your table, you know, it's so amazing. So we have it covered up in a cloche, and then you open it up in this little bowl, and it's sliced duck breast, and then I serve a duck confit and seared foie gras with just like a touch of hoisin barbecue sauce. So those are the kind of things I'm doing. I'm taking fresh carrots, fresh organic spring carrots, and doing a peas and carrot with that as well. And so I take fresh carrot juice, and we make a carrot risotto, but all 100% with carrot juice. And then underneath that is a pea spuma, and so it's bright green. So it's peas and carrots kind of redone. And then I do a stir fry of four different types of peas on top, which is, you know, julienne of snow peas, sugar snaps, obviously fresh peas, and pea tendrils. And that gets a dash of sesame oil along with sesame seeds.
My goodness, that sounds amazing.
So there you go. That's kind of the things we've been doing.
Is your website toddenglish.com?
Yes, it is.
All right. Well, I know you're a busy guy. Yes. Do appreciate you calling in, Todd.
My pleasure.
You've been listening to Tonia's Kitchen. Be sure to like us on Facebook.